Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLACRRMMDRAHA. That's where I go with the other PA usually.
That's it. That's it.
Or any of them there, guys.
None of them there.
We don't speak for none of them.
None of them A's.
Don't speak for none of them there, guys.
NBA, the NBA?
The, no.
The CIA?
But you know who we should speak for? Is Dennis Rodman. He got sober, right? Or he was putting himself in recovery?
He put himself in rehab. Somebody's got to speak for him because he obviously cannot speak
for himself.
Is
he in rehab in North Korea?
No,
they kicked him out. We tried to get them to take him, but they wouldn't.
I know.
That's okay. We're trying to get Canada to take Justin Bieber back.
But he belongs there.
I love that. Where they had the, they were
where Dennis Rodman belongs, it's a long trip to get there.
Yeah. I love when they were setting the thing up, the petition to have Justin Bieber sent back. Yeah. And they're like, look, we already have Lindsay Lohan and Charlie Sheen. We don't need any more celebrities that are getting whacked. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Shelley's
having a night of it, I'll tell you.
She's having some issues right now. I have no idea what she's doing.
Med 6.
Shelley
making what? The tassels. Tassels.
Where are you going to wear those tassels? Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
The tassels on the scarf that
spin
I am making.
Spin those suckers.
Yeah.
I'm working on a scarf for a coworker, and I finished the scarf now. I'm just doing the tassels.
So you're saying you're making tassels for a coworker?
Yes.
By the way, when making something
Nanette,
for a coworker,
I'm making your tassels.
When
get
making
ready,
something
baby.
For someone else, you probably shouldn't smoke around it while you're making it, because that's really inconsiderate to people who don't smoke.
Could you make some tassels
wash
for
them?
Can you make some tassels?
I don't know if she does or not, but I wash them everything and then
they're not gonna let you get nasty. Bruce is trying.
Can you make some tassels for Katie Uck?
Yes, Katie, I can. What color? I have all kinds of colors of yarn.
See-through.
Wow, we went like really sideways there.
So
it's Recovery 101.
Since we're at the beginning of the show and people are still listening, we think that we haven't lost them yet on this show throughout this conversation. Shelley, what kind of update do we have on the convention?
Yes.
Well, none that I know of, just people that have been asking if we're going to have one.
We already said we were.
Great.
Which of these people wants to be on the committee?
Well, Greg said that he would help us. He's our Vegas connection, but other than that...
He is the Vegas connection.
Okay. So it's going to be Vegas.
So basically, Greg is the committee.
Okay. So it's going to be Vegas.
We should have Greg perform.
And it's going to be
if
this,
he would.
It's going to be this summer, right?
Yeah. And he's a stand-up comedian, apparently.
Okay.
So he'll make us look like schlubs.
Which of us is going to carry the water on this?
Carry the water?
Somebody from our place has to coordinate getting this thing started.
Well,
that would not be me.
I was going to say clearly the one who's best suited to be a secretary of that type
is Shelley.
The only one that types. She's done it on at least one actual convention.
Yeah. But one of us has to actually, like...
Coordinate it. And that would be Mark, because he's the corporate dude.
He's a Vegas guy. Him and Greg.
Did I say Greg? I meant Mark.
I know. I said him and Greg.
Yes, Mark and Greg are the committee now. We've just elected you.
Let me know how to get a hold of Greg, and we'll get started.
All right. Well, you know what that means.
What's that mean? Oh, crap. Means we're going to have a convention.
It means we're going to have a convention.
Wait, hold on.
Shelly's like, oh, crap, Shelley, wait till
Shelley,
I'm done with this tassel.
Let Shelley finish twirling that tassel.
You
there
you
we
good?
Go.
You good?
She's good.
Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. Shelly is just having a buck all time. Oh, now I'm stuck.
All right, now where are we?
You guys have done quite a job dancing around with your cords there. It's the tangled, rubbery.
Okay. First story for this show is from sent in by Peter.
Who?
Peter.
Who?
We've had him on a couple of times. He doesn't send in a lot, but every now and then he sends in an item.
Thank you, Peter.
Oh, thanks, Peter. Shelly, what are you doing?
My microphone is all wet for some reason.
Wow. I have a great line for that. I'm not going to say it.
Okay, anyway. Ah, crap. Now, let's see.
Get it out of your mouth.
Conrad Hall. Oh, this takes place in?
Florida!
Thank you.
What? Does any news happen anywhere other than Florida?
Apparently not this week. The suspect in question here is Conrad Hopper. Hopper!
The suspect.
He was hopping, let me tell
you. Dennis Hopper's little known stepbrother.
He's 17 years old, so he's a teenager.
You released his name?
They released his name.
Wow.
I thought they didn't do that unless you were 18.
I don't know what's in the story.
There's a minor problem here.
Huh?
Yes.
He was naked.
So we have child porn.
An underage guy, and they've already released his name.
He released his name. Conrad Hopper, 17. Wow.
There's some issues here.
He was naked.
Peter, I don't know where you found this story.
Was his teacher with him?
No.
Mary Kay Letourneau.
He was naked, and he was allegedly trying to attack deputies with his large clock.
Large what?
It says clock.
Is there a typo?
No. The actual headline for this was, naked man with large clock attacks deputies.
Batter up. Wow.
The clock had numerous sharp utensils protruding from it.
Ouch. Wow. You didn't give us leg crossing time on that.
And this was the second time in less than a week that Palm Beach sheriff's deputies have had to fight off a naked man on a violent rampage.
With a large clock?
It's a slow week for them. Only two. His victim, actually, his original victim was a 15-year-old neighbor boy.
They didn't give his name, right?
No.
No, he didn't have a large clock.
He went into the boys. He didn't ask for permission. He just walked into the kid's house, started trying to touch him and take off the kid's glasses. The kid, pushed him away. And that was when Hopper started shouting nonsense and taking off all of his clothes. Now, the 15-year-old is pretty smart. The 15-year-old ran out the back door. Their family has a big trampoline in the backyard. He got on the trampoline and bounced over the fence into the neighbor's yard and called the police.
Dude, that's awesome. I'd love to see
that. That is so Power Rangers.
I know,
I'm telling you.
So the police came, and that was when the big clock attack happened.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
That was when the big clock attack happened after the cops came.
So he pulled out his giant clock.
Yes, he pulled out his giant clock. That's right. He was inside the house when the cops came breaking stuff, and he was screaming things, and I'm quoting one of the things that he was screaming here. 5, 6, 7, 8, grandma, girlfriend, 1, 2, 3, 4. And running around the kitchen, clenching his fists.
Angel dust.
There was something. And I'm quoting.
Then the alarm went off on his big clock, and it went down.
Wow.
And now I'm quoting the story here. It says, and that's when the epic battle started between Hopper, a police dog, deputies, and a stun gun.
Ooh, the police dog his big clock.
He used his big clock on the police dog?
He tried to punch the
police
dog. Oh,
now we got bestiality in there now.
He punched the police dog. He tried to.
That's assaulting a police officer.
He tried to beat the cops with his large clock. They tasered him. He got up and he tried to fight some more. He fought off three deputies.
Angel dust. I'm telling you, it's angel dust.
One of the deputies' arms was fractured in the attack.
His clock? By his clock?
By his large clock,
clock?
He was finally subdued. They had called the EMTs at that point, but when they finally got him on the ground, the first thing they did was jab him with a giant shot of Valium, which did nothing. So they had to strap him down on the gurney, 5-point restraints.
Wait a minute. Oh, this is the ambulance, did they?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say, what are the cops doing slamming guys with Valium?
While this was going on, they had the EMTs come and were waiting for them to subdue him because
look,
he was obviously not right.
Listen. When we're talking about a thing where someone's, you know, swinging their giant clock around, don't say the EMTs just came. That just doesn't sound right.
Okay. All right. Whew. Okay,
who
we're moving
his,
on.
Who
now.
Set his large clock?
The big hand
on the
is on the 12.
The little hand made the clock look large.
Okay, the next story.
Peter, that was a great one.
Peter,
by the way.
That might win. I don't even know why you want to do another story after that. That was just...
Yes, Peter, you need to like keep sending us stories of that caliber.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Okay, the next story is from Fran.
Fantastic!
Yes.
Our number one Fran.
The Pentecostal preacher, Jamie Coots, who is the star of Snake Salvation.
Don't go there, Bruce.
He is star of what?
Snake Salvation. There's a National Geographic television show.
They have a big like snake a in that one?
Like a documentary show about preachers who are... in charge
cooch.
Of churches where they handle snakes.
Did they attack someone with a giant snake?
No, he was bitten by a snake. And, of
At least
course...
it wasn't a clock.
Hello. You are handling a venomous serpent. You're going to get bitten.
Near your cooch.
At some point, you're going to get bitten.
So what you're saying is someone was playing with their giant snake in the story.
You're really reaching for this one, Bruce. At any rate...
It's not a long reach.
We got to move on.
He was bitten by the snake... he refused treatment and died.
Yeah,
so apparently he's no longer the star of Snake Salvation on National Geographic.
I knew a gal once that was, what do they call it, Christian Scientist?
Uh-huh.
And they don't go for, like, meds and stuff. And she used to go to the dentist and have her teeth drilled with no Novocaine. How about that? Ow. Ow.
Ouch.
Yeah, I've just been bit by a poisonous snake, but don't treat me. God's going to save me.
Oh, we have some sad news. Shirley Temple's passed away at age 85.
The strange thing is, Peanut Gallery, our friend Jimmy and my friend Mike, we were just talking about Shirley Temple the other day, and we were saying, oh, my God, she's still alive. And then, like, a couple days later, she passed.
She is now on the good ship Lollipop.
Yeah.
You want to hear something really sad? She's a former ambassador.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Didn't even get a flag flown at half mast.
Nope.
The hell?
But you know what? I guess I really wouldn't expect that from this administration because they don't seem to like ambassadors very much, do they?
Oh.
Ooh.
Well, who is it?
Wow. I sent your mail to me and I will answer it personally.
Yeah, but Trayvon Martin got flag at half mast.
I'm now off the hook.
Yes, yeah. You are.
Thanks, Shelley.
I'm sorry. That just really ticked me off. That just really ticked me off.
You would think that, like, you know, congressmen, senators, ambassadors, if they pass away, you'd think they'd get a half mast.
Do you think he even knew she was an ambassador?
I don't know.
He was busy working on his NCAA bracket for next year.
Yeah, she was the U.S. representative to the U.N. in 1969. And then she was ambassador to Ghana from 74 to 77 and Czechoslovakia from 89 to 92. So it wasn't like she just waved in a parade. She actually put in some time and did a lot of work on our behalf.
She ran for Congress once. She didn't win, but she actually ran for Congress once.
And made some fine movies.
Yes.
She did.
Okay. Her next story is from Donald.
Yay.
And this takes place in Canada.
Hey.
yeah. Let's see. Vancouver, Canada.
Been there.
A
many times, actually.
Drug treatment center in Vancouver is home to the first ever crack pipe vending machine.
Oh, I saw that. Wait. Did you say a recovery home? Recovery facility?
Yeah. It's a treatment center.
And they have a vending machine that dispenses crack pipes?
Yes.
In the recovery center?
Yes.
I'll bet their success rate is not that great.
The Pyrex pipes sell in these machines for 25 cents.
25 cents?
There must be a line out the door and down the street.
They sell out every week.
You got pet crap by for a quarter.
They do this because they're trying to do something called damage reduction. Because sharing crack pipes, apparently, because of the germs and stuff, it leads to more disease. Broken crack pipes can lead to other issues. You get sores and infections.
All
and
the
sepsis.
Antennas were broken off of the cars.
I was
going to
say. Local car dealership has sponsored this whole thing.
Yeah. Some politicians in Canada were very much against this whole idea of a crack pipe.
Yeah, I wonder
machine.
Why.
Those were the ones with the brain?
Except for the guy from Toronto.
Yeah.
But they got
He's
it
like,
pushed,
yay!
They got it pushed through because they cited a study actually in Washington D.C. a few years ago. They started
sponsored by Marion Barry.
They started doing a free needle exchange for drug addicts.
Yeah,
and it reduced the number of newly reported AIDS cases by 80% in 1 year. That's a lot of harm reduction in 1 year.
And you know where the original impetus for that is from? London. They've been supplying dope fiends with needles for a long time in London, and they found that it really cut down on the spread of AIDS there as well.
All right. I was just momentarily mesmerized by the knitting going on over there.
Do you know that
in London
they actually give out heroin?
Yeah, you can go to the pharmacy. But you get a prescription from it for it from your doctor and go and get it from the pharmacy.
Yeah, what's that help?
Because they have less crime, apparently. There's less people going out and ripping stuff off because they can go to the pharmacy and get some.
If marijuana is so great medically, why can't you get marijuana at a pharmacy?
Well, you can. They're just those kind of new age pharmacies.
Why can't I walk in with a prescription to my local CVS?
You will be able to at some
marijuana.
Point.
Of course, I can't get cigarettes anymore, but I get marijuana.
Pretty soon, you'll be able to get Marlboro Green, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And we now have another very sad story. There are people all over the country sinking into a Great Depression.
Why?
In Bowling Green, Kentucky, at the National Corvette Museum, a giant sinkhole opened up and swallowed
Are
dozens
you kidding?
Of classic Corvettes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, one car was actually worth $75,000. It was restored, like 60-something Corvette. And it's toast because the sinkhole was huge. You see the picture of it? You'd be like, holy crap. I mean, it's a giant sinkhole. It just swallowed all the cars. Just whoom. And they're all, you see this giant pile of cars down at the bottom. They're all crushed. And
I saw a video of a sinkhole in, I think it was Afghanistan, and all these guys are looking, the sinkhole's starting. And this guy is walking across the street, and as he's walking, the thing is opening up behind him. They're like, run!
Shelley, did you have the story about the highway patrol of the firefighter?
No. Why don't you tell us about that? What happened?
Oh, come on, everybody. You saw that story, didn't you?
No.
No.
Car accident, San Diego, south of San Diego. Fire department responds. Fire department parks their fire truck in the fast lane to protect the firefighters while they're doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
While they're working on the victims, highway patrolman comes up, says, need you to move your fire engine. Guy goes, I'm a little busy right now. Highway patrolman arrests him and puts him in handcuffs.
What?
The firefighter. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You missed that story?
Oh, my God.
So how fired did the cop get?
No. You know what they now – no. He put him in the back of the police car for 45 minutes and then released him.
How about the people that they were treating?
Yeah. I mean, it's
– what?
The highway patrol and the fire department say that they – this was not reflective of their usual relationship, and they are working on making sure that they've improved relations.
Oh, I'll bet they
– In other words, leave the freaking firefighters alone to do their job.
Yeah.
No one from the accident died, right?
Not to my
knowledge. While the firefighter is handcuffed in the back of a car.
No, but the...
Wow,
that's a special kind of stupid,
isn't it?
That is just staggeringly amazing. I'm... wow.
Yep.
That cop should not be using water.
And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the Boozy News.
The New Way Foundation Victory House Aware Program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Your dreams are your ticket out.
Welcome back.
I need a ticket out of the studio.
The same
is what
old
I need.
Place that you laughed about. Come on, Shelley, what's our topic?
Hold on.
Has this been going on?
That wasn't the song I was thinking of, but...
How long to the point of no return?
That actually wasn't too bad. I'm kind of impressed with your little things.
Yeah, you know.
No, well, you know, newcomers.
How long is your large clock?
Yeah. He's got a very nice large clock.
Wow, that was a lot more information than we needed tonight.
Wow. The big hand is on the
You know, newcomers come into the program.
If the big hand is on the 12 and the small hand is on the 4, what are you doing?
I don't know what.
Jerking off.
I was thinking Shelly might have been the small hand. I don't know. So, Shelly.
Okay, you're a newcomer. Come into the program. You're all beat up. You feel like crap.
Tore up from the floor up.
Yep, and you keep hearing this.
I had a joke for that.
BS about people talking about how the gifts of the program, you know, now that the gift, it's coming true. I'm getting everything back. It's wonderful. Life is great.
People say that about a week.
Yeah. And you're sitting there and you're thinking, what the hell? My life sucks. When is this supposed to happen for me? So when does that happen? How long does it take for you to start getting things back for the program promises to start coming true in your life? And what do you have to do to get there?
Halfway through the ninth step?
For some people?
Promises begin to come true.
We'll be amazed before we're halfway through. We're going
so
to
that
know
wouldn't that be
freedom,
step six?
No.
When you wish.
Because it's talking about halfway through your ninth step.
It doesn't say that specifically.
And? you know what? It's different. I think it's different for many people. I'm sure that there are lots of people that, you know, they've been beat up for so... I mean, for me, I was beat up for so long that the fact I wasn't getting loaded every day was like a gift of the program. I'm like, I had like 3 days. I'm like, holy crap, I haven't gotten loaded in 3 days. Holy shit. You know, I mean, that was already a gift of the program, the fact that I wasn't getting loaded. I mean, I had a long time before I got material stuff. Some people think they're getting it when they get material stuff. You know, other people say they're getting it when they get a better understanding with their God. And some people get that. And, you know, step three, they'll be like, oh, man, things are so much better now because I got a relationship with my higher power. What do you think, Mark?
I think when the fog begins to lift.
That's
and,
good too.
And somebody in a meeting or your new sponsor or something on the line says something about, why don't you take a look at what you should be grateful for instead of taking a look at everything that's wrong.
Make a gratitude list.
Make a gratitude list. It starts getting better. Better is relative, though. Better than what?
Better than it was when I was loaded.
When my nose stopped bleeding, it was better.
Yes. When my deviated septum began to heal,
it was better.
How about you, Shelly?
When I stopped shaking and trembling at night, It was better.
I don't know. I had I didn't lose a lot of material stuff.
No.
And I still had a job that I went to every day. You know, I didn't. That wasn't my bottom, losing all the crap and being in a position where I'm like, I have nowhere to go. I have nothing. I have no money. I have no job. I have no friends. That wasn't where I was.
I was there.
Yes, you were.
It gets better faster for you, huh?
You way faster.
For me, the how long took a long damn time because I was still miserable even after I'd worked the steps. You know, and so it took a few years for me to get to the point where I was. It wasn't that I didn't have the gifts of the program. I just didn't recognize that I was worthy of them. And it took a few years for me to get to the point where I could realize that and just accept them and without feeling like I didn't deserve it.
Wow. You just blew your wad on your final words right there.
I do that every time.
It would have been
good. Just accept the fact that my final words are my first words.
There you go. Now, what would you tell a guy you sponsor, Mark? He says, man, I don't know. When is this going to happen for me?
When is what going to happen for you?
When am I going to reap the rewards of the program? When am I going to get the promises? I'm sure somebody sometime has come to you with something like that.
Is it not better yet? That would be my question. Is it not better yet?
They'll be like, well, I guess.
Okay.
Make the gratitude list. Uh-huh.
Surrender, acceptance, and willingness. Just keep working on that.
Ooh. There goes one set of final words for Mark, one set of my final words for Shelley.
That's what I would tell him, though. Surrender, acceptance, and willingness. Just keep working on that.
Do you find, Shelley, has the question come up to you from a sponsee? When's things going to get better?
That's usually when I tell them, you have to stop drinking first.
Oh, well, yeah, that's kind of a prerequisite.
That's better than what I tell them.
Because I keep getting the chronic relapsers that then wonder why nothing is getting better. Maybe because you're still drinking.
How about your wonder sponsee that you had? She probably never asked you that, did she?
Which one?
Your wonder sponsee. I worked 12 million steps in like the first three weeks.
Oh, yes. She,
and like thoroughly.
Yeah, she's doing pretty well, actually. And she doesn't seem to have a whole heck of a lot of problem with gratitude these days. I see her post on Facebook. I've talked to her occasionally here and there because she has a different sponsor now. Because I'm not good enough. I'm the temporary sponsor.
Ooh, ow.
Is there a little resentment going around with that?
Give me a coffee pot and we can have a meeting right now.
Wow.
Wow.
Fired Sponsors Anonymous, FSA.
But this happens to me all the time. Either they leave and they never come back, or they get up to the ninth step and then they fire me because I don't have enough time, which is not true. How could they get to the ninth step if I didn't have enough time?
Shelly?
Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. You just got
R.A.
Shelly had
Resentment Anonymous.
Shelly's having another nutty.
Step one. admitted I needed a coffee pot. Step two. Yeah. Came to believe there was another place I could have a meeting.
No, I just have to accept the fact that, yes, I am the temporary sponsor. That's my role as a sponsor. No, she's actually doing really well. So
that question never came up from her.
No, it didn't really, because she was just, in the beginning, she was just so desperate to stop feeling like crap. And then when she stopped feeling like crap, she was so excited that she stopped feeling like crap. She went out and started a meeting and was doing all kinds of stuff with all kinds of other people. And she's just happy to be where she is.
What I love are the people like the sponsees that they get sober for a while. Clearly, everything is better for them. And then all of a sudden they turn around and go out. Yeah. And then they go, wow, it really was better then. Yes.
And?
So why are you getting loaded? I just like to party. I just like to party.
Perfect.
I just like to party.
Go party.
But then I tell him, you by yourself locked in the bathroom of the no-tell motel is not exactly a party.
Yeah, but go party.
Come back when you're ready.
Tis not our job to market this program.
It's only our job to pick up the simple kit of spiritual tools laid freely at our feet.
That's right.
How's the tassels coming there, Shelly?
Pretty good, actually. Well, they would if we could all shut up and stop recording the show.
She goes, if we could just stop doing the show, I could really get...
I'd have had this done by now.
Yeah, I'd have this. Boy.
Yeah.
So, Shelly, when's your scarf making going to... When are you going to see the promises there?
Halfway through the ninth tassel.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I mean, technically that's what the program says.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you get halfway through the ninth step.
Because that's where the promises are in the book.
Yeah.
So exactly what are the promises?
It doesn't say that in the book. Well, actually, it's in the ninth step in the book.
Yeah, just because they're in that section.
Yes.
We'll be amazed before we're halfway through with what?
The ninth step.
The step that the chapter's about, which would be the ninth step.
Yeah. That chapter's about quite a few steps. Some of them only get like three lines.
But it's written when they're talking about the ninth step.
Yeah.
That section comes right there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So what exactly are the promises?
Going to know new freedom and new happiness.
Will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it.
Comprehend the word serenity, will know peace.
No matter how far down the scale we've gone, we'll see our experience can benefit others.
The feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear.
Come on, Shelly. Where's your part, Shelly?
I don't have a part. I asked you guys.
You asked and we answered.
There you go.
Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave us.
Aha.
Not the economic insecurity, the fear of it.
Yes.
That's
which
actually so true.
Yeah. Okay, so those are the promises. I got my answer.
Uh-huh.
Which of those has not come true for you?
Wow.
I
absolutely have new freedom and new happiness. I do not regret anything about my past. I celebrate my past.
Yeah, and you certainly don't shut the door on it.
I celebrate it because I had to do every single drink, line, bowl, that I pill.
Exactly where you are
today. To be exactly where I am today.
I have serenity. I don't think there's any of the promises that I haven't experienced.
I have guys come up and ask me to sponsor them because they say, I want to have that, just that calm peacefulness you seem to have in your life. And I look around my life and go,
Mark looks at him and goes, fuck you, newcomer.
That's right.
Sorry, I'm going to have to kill you now. We're sacrificing newcomers this week.
Right. Go back out.
So, Shelly, what would your final words be? On how long?
He is good at that.
He is. His diddle-little-littles are good.
To the point of no return. Shelly,
what?
The band?
Kansas?
That's right.
My final words.
I know you blew the wad earlier, but...
I know. You know, if you're new, don't worry about when the promises will come true, because they'll come true when you least expect it, right around the corner.
There you go. Mark, final words?
Don't leave 5 minutes before the miracle happens.
It's what?
Don't leave 5 minutes before the miracle happens.
That's true. Shelly's.
Shelly's.
There's something wrong
Shelly's
with that
chair.
Shelly's
staring at the green screen like there's supposed to be something coming up on it.
No, it's a spider.
It's a spider, she says. Good Lord.
Sat down beside her.
My final words would be.
If you like what you're getting.
Yeah, if you like what you're getting, keep doing what you're. No, you know what? My final words would be. You will get the promises. You're going to get them. If you stay, just keep doing what you're supposed to do. Stay sober, and the promises will come. Hence why they're called promises.
Yeah.
We promise they'll show up eventually. Mark.
Right.
Who's our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. Read a fine, fine, fine publication online.
It is.
You can get emailed to you, get the subscription prescription, we'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery home or a sober living or someplace where many of us sit gather, contact Bruce. He'll send you some hard copies to strew about the facility. And if you're interested in a franchise, you can also contact Bruce and he'll help you out there.
That is awesome. Shelly, people listen to the show.
Thank you. Anyway, you listen to the show, we appreciate it. But if you could go to our site, recovery101.net, click on the top show, or any show, click on like or permalink. Sorry, I'm having hiccups now. If you are a member of Podomatic, you've just been counted in. We really appreciate that. Thank you. If you are not, you can become a member. It's free. And you can listen to old shows. You can leave topic suggestions in the top show so Bruce sees it easily. You can follow us, which will give you automatic updates when we post the show. And you can put us on playlists for all your party needs.
I have to bring this up right now. If I was fishing, we need Debbie to go with us because she apparently is great at untangling line. Uh-huh. Because I look over, she's got this giant clob of yarn in her hand. And she's like, oh, let me pull this through here.
It all came open, yeah.
It all came open. Let's.
No, I can do that too. Jeez.
Okay. Easy. Boy, Shelly's got resentment central going on.
Fired Sponsors Anonymous. You have to be cool about Fired Sponsors Anonymous. Just about everybody would have time.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have, let's say, any newcomers.
I think
even newcomers that came in would have time.
Yeah. I think that we'll have to have a topic of Resentment Central sometime.
Is that cool or what?
If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 fan, Recovery 101 show fan page, and you can leave topics and stuff in there. If you are want to be more anonymous on Facebook, you can join the Recovery 101 group. That is a closed group, so stuff you post there will be seen by you, but no one that you don't want to see them. If you ask to join, we will let you join. And if you spam, Shelly will give you the slipper of death. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at Recovery 101 Radio Sales, which we don't get any mail in, by the way.
When was the last time you checked it?
Not long ago, actually. Okay. But one time I checked it and it said, hey, you haven't checked this in a long time. Please re-sign in and to prove it's yours. We've also got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Yeah, do it like we do it. Shelly?
Yeah, we don't give a crap about anything.
Who's a lead-out music by?
Matt Land.
Matt Land, everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
She is wrapped in beautiful. In everything she says and does, it makes me better. And how could I deserve an angel like this? God has shed his loving grace on me. I'm dying to tell you I'm living to know you more. Underneath these stars tonight, I will show you. Looking deep into your eyes, I'll say I love you, beautiful. Beautiful. So there seems to be a million things in front of me, I know. But you're the only thing that makes me high. You've captured me, you're keeping me. And now I know that it's you I've been dreaming of. Underneath these stars.
You're everything. You're taking me away from nowhere. Underneath these stars, underneath these stars, beautiful.